Welcome to Sefer Tehillim with the Tanakh Podcast. Today, Mizmor Bet, Psalm number 2. And may our study of Tehillim, this book of prayers, serve for the merit, for the schut of our heroic IDF soldiers, for our hostages, and for all those injured and those displaced in this war that we are now fighting. Mizmor Bet is a Mizmor Malchut. It is a psalm of royalty, but it has a very interesting twist. It begins, it seems, with nations who were under Israel's control, nations who decide to rebel, to revolt. They stage a rebellion against the king. So let's read. Lama rak shugoyim ulumim yehugurik. Why do nations get agitated? Why do they plot vain things? Yitzvu malchei eretz v'roznim, nozdu yachad al Hashem v'al mishicho. So the kings of the earth take their stand with all sorts of princes against God and against His anointed. And what do they say? Nenatayt mosrotemo v'nashlicha mimenu ovotemo. Let us break their yoke. Let us shake their ropes from us. So there's this idea of a rebellion, but pay attention. Who are they going against? Al Hashem v'al Mashicho. There is, of course, no equality between God and His anointed one. Mashiach means His anointed, but here it refers to the flesh and blood king. And yet, our chapter will make an association of sorts. God has His loyalty to the king, and the king has His loyalty to God. And it's going to be described like father and son. God's going to say to the nations, don't even think about it, I have a king. And the king will say, don't even think about it, I have a God. So let's see how it goes. First, we're going to hear God's response. God laughs, He mocks, and responds in fury. Yoshev bashamayim yischak, He who is in the heavens laughs. Hashem yilag lomo, He mocks at them. As yidabrei leimo ba'apo v'charono yivhaleimo, He speaks them in anger, in rage. V'ani nasachti malki al tzion harkochi, but I've installed my king in Zion on my holy mountain. So let me say two things here. This, by the way, was verse 4 and 5. The nations come along and say, nanatkat mostroteimo, an interesting grammatical form. Nashlicha memenu ovoteimo. It's interesting, not mosrotav. It's almost like a mocking term. So God uses the same form. Hashem yilag lamo, az yedaber eleimo, uvachar yivhaleimo. So in the idea being that the same way they talk to Him, He responds to them. But again, let me stress, the human king here, God says, I've installed my king on Har Tzion, my holy mountain. God's king is on God's holy mountain. God needs human agency, and it's the king of Yerushalayim who is His emissary, His representative. But now in comes the voice of the king. Asapra al chok, Hashem amar elai beniata, ani hayom yeladeticha. He says, let me tell you of my guiding principle. God said to me, you are my son. I've given birth to you this very day. In other words, the relationship of God to the king is like a father to a son. And he says, God says to the king, if you ask me of it, I'll make the nations your domain, your control to the end of the earth. God gives full rule to the king. He says, you can smash them with an iron staff, shatter them like pottery. And now, so kings, be prudent. You rulers, take the musar, take the discipline. If do it Hashem, serve God, be yira, with fear, v'gilu bara ada. Nash gubar, pay homage to the king, penye enough, v'tovdu derech, ki yav er kimat apo, ashrei kol chosei bo. Pay homage to the king, lest he be angered, and your way be destroyed in the mere flash of his anger. And it ends with a conclusion, ashrei kol chosei bo. Happy are those who take refuge in him. So we have this rule of the king of Israel. Some see this as almost an idyllic image, God and the king being one. Rashi says that this is maybe about Melech HaMashiach, or possibly about David HaMelech when he was just anointed. Va'ani nasachti malki al Sion har kodshi. But there's this intimacy between king and God. In Tehillim, Pirkei Melucha, royalty psalms, they're not about royal power, they're really about God's power, Hanotein Shua Lamlachim, God who gives power to the king. And why is that? Because the rule of the king is, if duet Hashem biyira, is to promote the regime of God in the world. Lahavdil, we might say, that today a democratic country would want countries under their control to have freedom and dignity. And so here too, the king is responsible to represent morality, God's values, and bring the world under his rule, under those sorts, that sort of value system. So let's conclude with a few comments. The Gemara in Brachot Daf Tet says that Mizmor Aleph and Bet are really one. Psalm 1 and 2 are one. Why? Because they begin and end in the same way. Mizmor 1 begins Ashrei Ha'ish, and it talks about Derech. And our psalm ends with, in a sort of inclusio, right? Vatovdu Derech and Ashrei Kol Chosei Bo. They begin and end in the same way, so they see them as the same. But they're so different. Psalm 1 is about personal virtue. Psalm 2 is about the sphere of nationhood. So how do we put the two together in a single basket? Rav Kook says this is precisely the challenge. Can we take personal, can we take the virtues inherent in Torah and apply them on a national platform, and even possibly on the international stage? That is the challenge. That is a tall order, but that is the challenge. So when I leave this chapter, I think about this fascinating affinity between government and God, and I leave with a question. And that question is, do our leaders have that Yirat Hashem? Are they filled with the ethical mission? Do they feel that they are taking personal virtues and applying them on our national platform and broadcasting that on an international stage? That's the challenge. And then one last point here from Rabbi Nachman. You know, Hasidut always takes things and personalizes them. So I love this teaching of Rabbi Nachman. And he focused on the phrase, Hashem amar elai b'ni ata, ani hayom yeladiticha. God says, you are my son. I gave birth to you today. And Rabbi Nachman says, we're all the son. We're all a king. We all have spheres of influence. God says to each one of us, I gave birth to you today. Each day is a new day. Hayom, hayom, ani hayom yeladiticha. What do we mean by that? That whatever mistakes you made yesterday, today I give birth to you again. Today you have a new chance. So today, go out and make the world a better place. Today, bring some godliness into the world. That's it for today. Lehitraot, and see you tomorrow. Oh,